Get out of bed. It's time to get your day started. This is Marks in the Morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Can I get a countdown?
3, 2, 1!
Yeah, good morning. It is Tuesday. It's, today is May 4th. You know, it's kind of a holiday. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Yes.
And lift up your spirits.
That's church.
Never mind. Oh, I'm thinking church.
Yeah, and to go and change everything.
Well, there is the religion of Star Wars.
Yeah, right? Of course. That's how it is. I knew you were going to bring it up. I was waiting. I was waiting for you to bring it up.
I was thinking about playing the Brad Paisley song Ticks today because I figured Chewbacca would be covered in ticks.
No.
This time of year, especially.
Can you imagine brushing Chewbacca? I wonder if Han Solo ever, you know, they didn't ever show it in the movie, but I wonder if he spent numerous hours brushing his hair because he'd have enormous hairballs.
Can you imagine the deleted scenes of them just brushing him for 4 hours?
Just cuddling each other.
Yeah. Anyway, whoa, there we go.
Yeah.
We should just subtly play this all morning.
That's one of the best sounds ever. Just the sound of the lightsaber coming out. Oh.
That is pretty sweet. Anyways, it's Tuesday. It's going to be a little chilly today. About 60 for a high. I'm going to say something controversial. Are you ready for this?
Does it involve you not wearing a coat again?
No, I'm done with that. We have not had a nice spring. I said it. We have not. Have we had two nice days in a row? This weekend, it was 93 and windy, and then beautiful. But could you really do anything outside when it's 93 and windy? We went up to Pevo, and nobody could sit outside. It was too windy.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few people out there.
Was there a danger of a half-empty glass of beer falling over
Much
gust of wind?
Absolutely. My jade plant, my 50-pound jade plant got knocked over. So yeah. That means I know that beer can be heavy and stout, but not that heavy. I'm a positive person, but it has not been a nice spring.
It hasn't been consistent.
No.
Yeah.
That's the best word for it. We've had nice days, and then we've had this.
Poopy days, yeah. I mean, today will be okay. Don't get me wrong. It's not heavy jacket weather, but it's also May 4th, and we're looking at a high in the 50s. Mother Nature, what is going on? Mother's Day will be nice, though. I know that's a ways off, but should be back in the 70s for that. Between now and then, no 70s, just 60s. We got a lot of good stuff on the show today, though. We're going to lift your spirits a little bit later on here this hour. We'll do random facts. We got national news. We got lots of local news. And as always, Mark messaged in on the K92.3 app. He said he still thinks it's going to be a humid summer. I don't know what he's basing that off of. I just said it's been a lousy. I shouldn't say lousy. But weather-wise, it's not been a nice spring. I don't know why that surprises me. Here in Iowa, we sometimes don't even get spring. We skip right to summer. Just like fall, sometimes we don't get, we skip right to winter, or we just have an elongated summer. But Mark said it's going to be a hot summer. That's his prediction.
Well, as long as we get some rain. And I was telling you off the air, yesterday we had almost half as much rain in one day as we did the entire month of April in Waterloo.
Which is so crazy because April showers, it's in the song, April showers bring May flowers. And we ended up, you're right, with a very dry April, which when we were driving up to northeast Iowa on Saturday, it was very dusty. It was so windy, but the wind was kicking up a lot of dust, kind of like the Luke Bryan song. But the rain helps keep that. Well, obviously the fields need rain, but I think they got a little more in northeast Iowa yesterday than we got in the Cedar Valley. But how much did you say we got?
Yesterday we had 0.2 inch.
0.2?
And the entire month of April, Waterloo had 0.46 inch.
Wow.
Do you have it off the top of your head? I don't mean to put you on the spot. What's our normal in the Cedar Valley April rain?
April's 4.5 inches.
Oh,
on
wow.
Average.
Wow.
So we really missed that.
And 75% of the state is now in some sort of drought.
Yeah, I've seen that. There was a good news that the drought, I think its categories, kind of like tornadoes are E, F, whatever. Droughts are D, whatever, through, I think, 3 or 4 is the highest. And I don't think we have any more than a D2 anywhere. So, and we had D3 level droughts. So it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we get more rain. That's something weird to say in May. By May, you're like, let's play outside. Let's have fun. But yeah, we do need the rain. Our farmers need the rain. Our kids need the rain so we can turn our sprinklers off, right? Although my lawn is still growing out of control. It's the time of year where you mow once a week. I mean, don't get me wrong, less rain and you won't, but normally And my lawn is nice and long again, so I'll be out there mowing away today.
Have you noticed all the dandelions?
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
It goes from, man, the dandelions haven't shown up yet, and then boom, everywhere.
We don't spray our yard. We need to. We've talked about it. Every year in the early, well, not even spring. You really need to do it before that. Like April, too late if you haven't sprayed. And we talked about it in January, and so we signed up, blah, blah, blah. But the guy who was supposed to do it actually didn't do spraying?
What?
Long story short, our yard isn't sprayed.
So he was supposed to, but he never did?
It wasn't part of what he offered. He did a great job. He power washed our house. A lot of good stuff happened, but he was also, we had talked about spraying the yard, but that just wasn't something he said he did.
Mm.
But that's all right. One more year, dandelion.
Maybe he sprayed it with the power washer and just misunderstood.
That's why it's growing so crazy. It's funny because last year in October, we had our fireplace fixed up. And the company that came, they drove, I wasn't home, but I assume it looked like a cherry picker because they had to get up to the chimney. Yeah, to, you know, reline the chimney. And they drove the vehicle, I think it was a cherry picker, right over the yard, and it left two huge tracks. They had come in October, and it had been a wet October, if you remember. And so we replanted grass. It looked like, remember Back to the Future when Marty goes back in time and there's the two flames?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that, but with grass. It is growing out of control. That grass is loving every minute of its new life, and the other grass can't keep up. So we have these two really weird patches of grass that are like 3 to 4 inches taller than the other. So part of our yard, and that's the front yard, so you can see it when you walk or drive by. We get a lot of people walking on our street. Part of the grass looks terrible. No dandelions or anything. There's no weeds there. It's just the grass. But people probably think, wow, these people are really bad at landscaping.
And you know, your wife, Hannah, wants some backyard chickens. Imagine all the fertilizer you would have to get that grass growing.
We don't need back. She's never home this time of year. Backyard chickens.
Well, you are. You can take care of the chickens.
Care of those chickens.
Chickens would be dead in an hour.
And in your stomach.
In my stomach.
You have chicken wings.
Hannah would be like, "Why? When did we get a deep fryer? I don't remember this. It's new, honey. They had them on sale at Costco. We don't have a Costco. Exactly.
We also don't have chickens anymore either.
All right. Happy National Teachers Day. I think it's Teachers Week, but today is specifically National Teachers Day. Random facts coming up on Marks in the Morning. I'm going to tell you how many hours the average teacher works a week here in Iowa. I'll give you some other teacher facts as we say thank you.
Are some random facts.
We love our teachers. I come from a family of teachers, retired mom, dad, grandfather, may you rest in peace, my aunt, all teachers retired now. My wife is a former teacher before coming back to do farming. And it is National Teachers Day, but much like other made-up holidays, every day should be National Teachers Day, maybe except during August. June, July. But anyways, the average teacher works 10 hours a day and 52 hours a week here in Iowa.
I would say it's more than that. Grading papers at home.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that with COVID, and I don't know, we're coming out of COVID, luckily. But with 10 hours a day, and if you're doing most of it from home, the virtual thing, the teachers I talked to, and like I said, most of the teachers in my life are retired, but the ones that I talked to said that, because our neighbor's a teacher, she had said that the virtual thing was harder. It's harder. You can't, the kids don't focus. I mean, you have 3 that had virtual at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They don't focus. It's harder to get. Anyways, 10 hours a day and 52 hours a week. 92% of teachers spend their own money on things for the classroom or their students. And teachers make an average of 14% less than other jobs that need the same level of education.
Yeah, they're terribly underpaid.
Yep.
They are. 20% of public school teachers even have a second job outside of teaching. Wow, what would you do? If you're working 10 hours a day, where are you going to find time if you have a family to have a second job?
I remember, especially growing up in Walk-On in the summer, a lot of teachers would go detasseling. Because, they're not working in the summer for 3 months, so a lot of them would just detassel.
That's a great, you're right, and that's a good gig because then your kids won't see you, you know?
And you don't have to see your kids either.
True, but if you pick up a second job at Fairway, there's a pretty good chance that, you know, if you're working in the evenings, so you can't work during the day unless it's in the summer, your kids, somebody might come in, a parent with a student, hey, why is Mrs. Anderson, you know, selling cigarettes? Well, because of little terrors like you.
A lot of my teachers back home would be bartenders on the evenings or weekends.
And see, that's smart, too, because then the kids can't find them in the school.
But the parents would be. They'd be like, you need an extra one. Here, hey, have this one on me.
You say, your son is the reason I'm here. Not drinking, but working. So buy a teacher today. Buy him a sidecar gift card or a single-speed gift card. Whatever. And thanks to our teachers. We'll talk more about our teachers coming up later on this morning, and we'll talk about news and weather next. Hey, y'all. Country song. Side of A of his double album out now. It's K92.3, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. The album's called Country Again. You know the song Country Again. Also a single on there. So Country Again, Side A, out now. What's your country song is on there? That song you just heard, Country Again. And 9 other great tracks. It is a fun album. He has a song with Hardy on there. Check it out. If you have a streaming service or if you're just a T-Rat fan, download it or buy it or whatever. And Side B, Part 2, will be out later this year. I don't think we have a release date. Here's some good news. You turn on the nightly news, you get the bad news. You just do. They always find the bad news. They don't like to tell you the good news. But here's some good news. 130 COVID cases in Iowa from 10 a.m. Sunday to 10 a.m. Monday. I'll quote my source, KWWL, because I know a lot of the states gets kind of confusing with its dashboard, so sometimes you see different numbers. Fewer than 1,000 tests from that 24-hour period. So that's good news. Only 130 new cases. 992 tests. Here in Blackhawk County, 4 positives.
That
is
nothing comparatively. Linn County, 10 new cases. Think of the population of Linn County. That's really small comparatively. Johnson County, 5. And over in Dubuque County, 4 new cases. That's from KWWL. But, of course, they're quoting or citing the state's dashboard, which makes it more official. And there you go. Numbers are dropping. And here's some national stuff that's really exciting, too, especially if you want to travel. L.A. County, we think of L.A., Los Angeles, as a city. It's also a county in California. 0 deaths in a 24-hour period. What is their population? I mean, they have a – I don't want to quote it and be wrong, but they have a massive population.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
It's huge. You know,
New York City has returned subways to 24/7 operation.
10 million is the population of L.A. County.
Wow.
10 million for a county.
I know. Well, that's what Polk County has.
Yeah. Iowa doesn't even have barely over 3 million itself.
Subtract a few zeros.
New Orleans, one of the hardest hit cities by COVID in the prime of COVID, now expecting a travel boom. I don't know if necessarily people will travel to L.A., but people are going to be rolling either in or out of the city / state of Louisiana. So that's good. More and more restrictions being rolled back here in Iowa. Obviously, we've had that for a while now, but more and more states rolling back restrictions. I'm doing quick math here, so apologize if I'm not 100% accurate, but I know yesterday in the U.S. we had fewer than 50,000 cases, 49,930. Let's just round it up, 50,000. Way down from mid-April where we were at about 70,000, and that's way down from January where we had 229,000 on average. So we're back about to late October, mid-October. Yeah, that's good. That's good news. Here's something that got Control-Alt-Deleted yesterday. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' marriage. Do you see that? They're going to get divorced.
Yes, I do.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're separated, actually, right?
Yes.
Your tweet was very funny.
Did you like my tweet?
I didn't like it physically, but I liked it emotionally.
Oh, I said that Bill Gates' marriage got the blue screen of doom. Anybody who's ever worked with a Windows computer knows what I'm talking about.
How many years have they
27.
Been married?
27 years.
Oh, did they cite a reason rather than irreconcilable differences? You know, that's kind of seems to be the go-to.
I'll read your quote. Bill and Melinda Gates have a joint statement that Bill tweeted out. After a great deal of thought and work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. What a very, like, nerd way to say it. Like, technical right brain? Right brain is creative or left brain? Whatever. What a very, like, business way to say it. Almost like how you'd fire somebody.
Man, I wonder what their prenup is. Because he's worth, what, $130 billion?
Yeah. Experts are predicting that this could be more costly than Jeff Bezos' huge divorce.
That's saying something.
Yeah. Bill Gates was the CEO of Microsoft along with Paul Allen. I guess Paul Allen and him founded Microsoft. But he was the CEO from 75 till 2000. Long, long time. He still has an incredible amount of stock in the company. And he and his wife married 27 years. Microsoft's shares, which are worth more than $26 billion, Bill Gates owns 1.37% of the outstanding shares. So that's about what he'd be worth, somewhere in that range, $26
billion. Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't. This article, CNBC, I don't just want to think, make you think I'm pulling this out of my rear end, but Bill Gates is the fourth richest person in the world behind Mr. Bezos from Amazon, Elon Musk, and somebody named Bernard Arnault.
Yeah,
good old Bernie.
Yeah.
Good old Bernie. So look out. It's going to be, we're probably going to hear a lot more about the cost of the divorce. No official, I don't have any idea why they're breaking up. It just says they gave it a lot of thought and they decided to call it quits. After 27 years, I wonder if there's a stat out there on, like, if your marriage reaches a certain number of years, the odds on a divorce go down tremendously. Because I would think after about 20, it would just start to, like a roller coaster, start going down, but not in a bad way, like your chances of divorce drop off.
Do you think he's going to be hitting the dating apps?
Oh, yeah. I bet
Can
he's
you imagine like you're swiping through and you see Bill Gates?
Oh, my God.
How could he find the second Mrs. Right with his amount of money he has on his in his wallet?
Well, with his computer skills, he could build the next Mrs. Right.
Yeah, I don't mind being the next Mrs. Right, honestly.
Mrs. Right now.
Yeah, exactly. Give me that money, Bill Gates. But his marriage went down when Clippy left the picture.
Yeah, oh, what's wrong with Clippy? Oh, you like Clippy.
Yeah, I love
like
Clippy.
I like Clippy, too.
I never used him, but it's nice to see his smiling face there.
Yeah.
He was so reassuring.
He kind of looked like Bill Gates a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Maybe she wants to move on from a Clippy to like an actual paperclip. I don't know.
Well, my guess is, I don't know much about Melinda Gates other than her charity work, which is very good. My guess is she'll never have to work again.
Oh,
okay. Oh my gosh. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I don't think she's going to have to work again. All right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with John Party in Nashville News. It's Marks in the Morning. If you are third shift worker, this may be time for a margarita. Maybe calling it quits for the day. I don't know that you want to go home and have a margarita, but maybe in a couple hours.
See, right? I've always thought about this. If I work third shift, could I ever get my body used to making my body know that, all right, work's done. This is the equivalent of 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. Let's drink. I don't think I could drink at 7 or 8 in the morning. I just... after 40-some years of living this way, my body wouldn't be ready for that.
It's a mental game, my friend.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that there's a reason why bars and especially liquor stores open at 8 a.m. Some people are able to adjust.
I couldn't. I don't think I could.
You haven't tried hard enough.
Yeah, come on.
Like beer for breakfast? I don't
know. Yes, please.
There's certain things you can't eat or drink at certain times of the day, and I just don't think my body could ever get used to that.
People have mimosas for breakfast.
I know. Not me.
Somebody needs to call Justin Moore or Luke Bryan and tell him beer for breakfast is an unwritten song that somebody needs to get on.
Can you imagine having a big bowl of Lucky Charms and chasing it down with an IPA? I can't do it.
Not a big IPA guy, so no, you're right. I can't.
I bet you can find a beer that would pair nicely because of the grain and the cereal and the grain in there.
See, now you're thinking too much. I don't like to think when I drink. See, there's a good country song.
There you go.
I don't like to think when I drink.
How about a shout out to Bambino's in Oshin? They're up between, if you're not familiar, well, most people in K-Country know where Oshin is, up there by Decorah, West Union, kind of in between. The burger of the year, Iowa's best burger. Bambino's has been voted Iowa's best burger, or the restaurant has been picked by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the beef industry, Iowa beef industry. And so congratulations to them. Read more on the K92.3 app. I have not had the honor of going to Bambino's yet, but I'd like to check them out.
And what I love about their burger, you know, sometimes when you read about these things, they use these fancy words you've never heard of. Mm. Like, no, this is 80% lean beef, comes on a quick star bun. It's simplified and delicious. That's what I love about that.
Yep, they do. You're right. Quick star bun, 7-ounce burgers, never frozen.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I could have a burger and beer for breakfast.
Now, if I had one of those burgers, I would pair that with a beer at 8 in the morning. I could eat a hamburger for breakfast.
They don't open till 9, so maybe wait an hour.
Brunch.
Bambino's is off of Highway 52 in North Lydia Street in Oshin. And they keep bar hours, though. They're open 9 to 2. That is 2 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Sunday. If you live in Decorah, if you're listening up there, only 10 miles south of Decorah's municipal airport, about 6 miles east of Calmer. So we weren't too far off when we were up there in the Calmer area on Saturday. Hmm. So congratulations to them. I think they do this every year, they being the Cattlemen's, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the Beef Industry Council. So they'll pick another restaurant next year. But congratulations. That is awesome. All right, here's what's coming up on the show. It's Tuesday Blues Day. We're going to get your Tuesday Blues Day stories at nine minutes on the show. Also coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to celebrate our teachers here in Iowa. And I believe this will be posted on Facebook, too. So we want you to be here the whole show, but if you can't be, understand, you can go to Facebook and check out what we're going to be posting here. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. It's also, May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. No, but oh, come on! Right up there in terms of important holidays.
I thought you were going to add to that, but I was going to ask you which Star Wars movie are you going to watch tonight now to celebrate?
You know, I was going to watch one of the behind the scenes documentary things that Disney Plus has, and I just haven't sat down to watch. But I might actually watch Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes. I might.
See,
I can't commit right now.
I've been feeling Rogue One lately.
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
I think I'll watch Rogue
really?
One. That's one. That one was so well done.
I fell asleep during the Han Solo spinoff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rogue One.
No, I loved Rogue One.
I actually liked the Han Solo spinoff.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just fell asleep, so I need to rewatch it.
You heard so many bad things about it, so I was expecting the worst, which is why I think I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was okay. It had the gal from Game of Thrones in it, but that was about it from what I can remember. The guy that played Han Solo wasn't very good. He didn't look at
I can't even think of his name. I can picture him. I have no idea who he is.
All right, we'll move on. That was my Tuesday Blues Day. Just kidding. We'll get to it here in just a second. A reminder that every Tuesday we do Tuesday Blues Day. Well, at least for now, I guess. Part of my Tuesday Blues Day is that I'm leaving the show, so we'll get to that in a sec. But at least for this Tuesday, we're doing it. Mark's in the morning. And you said you have this posted on Facebook, too, so we got a whole bunch of.
Yes.
All right. Well, then, without any further ado, let's get to Tuesday Blues Day.
It's Mark's in the morning, Tuesday Blues Day. What's got you feeling blue today? Cedar Valley.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that makes me look stupid.
Now, Tuesday Blues Day is your chance to vent a first world problem. This is where you get a chance to have a platform and nobody can judge you. You get the immunity. You get immunity from people thinking that, oh, my Starbucks order is too expensive. Well, then don't order it. That's what you'd say logically. Not today. We sympathize and we even scat about it, if that's the term for when you have a harmonica lick.
It is now.
It is, yeah. But we got Facebook ones, but we have one that was recorded, a caller. But before we get to those, anybody in the studio want to kick us off? Anybody have a Tuesday Blues Day?
I do. I actually have one. It's very serious.
Oh.
And I feel like we should take a moment of somber reflection.
Yes.
Because the hotel I'm staying at, they offer scones on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite type of scone was not there.
What's your favorite?
I love chocolate chip.
Me too.
And they had toffee and poppy seed.
Okay, I like poppy seed.
Yeah, I second that. Yeah.
But chocolate is the premier scone flavor.
That's why it was gone. Everyone ate it. You have to get up earlier, Carrie.
It was 9 a.m.
Exactly. That's late.
On the weekend? I'm not getting out of bed before that.
I'm not saying I blame you for sleeping in a bit, given your schedule, which I know all too well. But I am saying that poppy... Well, no, never mind. It's Tuesday Blues Day. You're absolutely right. That stinks.
Thank you.
Are right about chocolate. Explain the chocolate ones to JP and I. Are they chocolate chips, or do they put, like, something else in there to make it chocolatey?
It's chocolate chips, and they're kind of melted, so it, like, spreads throughout the scone.
Yeah.
And it's warm, especially when you first get there in the morning.
I love scones. I haven't had one in a long time because I'm trying to avoid carbs, but I do love scones. Scones are like a pastry, any sort of regular pastry, but without the egg, so they're really kind of hard and crumbly.
Yeah.
And there's something good about that.
It's like a cookie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm trying to picture it in my mind.
They're very cookie-like.
I'll try and snag you guys a few. I'll give you the poppy seed ones.
Bring them on in for JP. All right, JP, do you have a Tuesday Blues Day?
Yeah, mine's a strange one. One day, it's so hard to not tell you guys these when they happen because I want to save them up for this.
I get you.
But you know how I walk around the building? I hate sitting all day, so I'll just get up and walk around. We have 8 floors. And one day last week, sixth or seventh floor, I always take the stairs, just walk the stairs. And one of the cleaning ladies was up there vacuuming. Uh-huh. I always say hi to her, had my mask on. And she called me Bill or Jason or something.
Oh,
and,
that's about right.
Usually if someone calls you the wrong name, you still answer. I'm like, oh, hey. And then I started to walk away, and then she kept talking. I've always just say subtleties, like, hey, good morning, hello. She's like, hey, is it all right? I forgot to tell you this last week. Is it all right if I take such and such day off? And I'm just walking by. And
I said, thought you were her boss?
Yes, she confused me with someone. And my go-to answer is when I'm just nonchalantly talking. She's like, yeah, no worries. So I'm like, yeah, no worries. And I just walked away.
Oh, no!
I didn't even think about it
until
I got up, I got up to the next floor. I'm like, did she... She just asked for a day off, and I said, yeah, go ahead. So by the time I got back down, she was already gone. I don't know where she disappeared to.
She took the day off.
And her boss probably doesn't even know. I don't know who she confused me with, but apparently I look like her boss or someone that would give her the day off. I'm like, yeah, no worries, and I just walk away.
You gave this woman the day off. You're a gentleman, but now... The Black's building in downtown Waterloo shall suffer. Did she work for the building or business?
She's part of the... I don't know. I think she's part of the building. But now, what if she lost her job because she didn't show up? What if she was a no-show?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, normally, there's protocol. You can ask for the day off verbally, but you need to fill something out.
Yeah.
Most jobs.
Unless it's that lax where she just... You know, that's how they do
it. If it's that lax, she'll probably be fine.
But now I've been kind of... shy about walking around because I'm afraid I'm going to run into her and I think she's going to yell at me because I gave her the day off.
And she'll yell at Bill or whatever she called you and not JP.
So I've been kind of trying to hide out from her. I don't want to see her.
Not to drag this on, but does she ever talk to you? Like, have you introduced yourself where she should know your name?
No. It's always just like, hey, good morning. Hey, nice day. It's raining. Yeah, things like that.
She really confused you for somebody else.
And I see her almost every day, so I don't know how she did that.
Now you should know, though, that she's only talking to you because she thinks you're her superior.
Oh, that's true.
So she really never wanted to engage in conversation with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, screw that then.
Yeah. Let her get fired.
Yeah. Not my problem.
It kind of is.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Carrie. It's Tuesday Blues Day. All right, my Tuesday Blues Day is my replacement has arrived in the Cedar Valley.
Quitter.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a quitter. And so it really hit yesterday that indeed my run here on this show is coming to an end. New host, new name for the show, a lot of things being hammered out. It was fun to be on the kind of a fly on the wall in the discussion.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not really sad. It's just my Tuesday Blues Day.
Carrie, do you think we can make him cry his last day?
Oh, good luck.
That's actually my goal. I'm going to call all the people I can and figure it out.
JP will give me the day off.
You get next week off.
Right on. Right on.
Anyway, Rebecca Kopelman knows I'm leaving. Did you hear her weather? Did we?
Yes.
Take a listen.
With your Iowa's News Now Weather First Forecast, I'm Rebecca Kopelman. Looks like today there's a 70% chance Johnny Marks' brain is elsewhere. There's a 25% chance it's thinking about other work-related entities, and a 75% chance he's thinking about what beer he'll have after work.
That's true.
Or how to have a beer during work.
That's not true. Thank you.
Unlikely story.
Do you think she'll be like, oh, man, that means he's not going to email me all the time anymore?
Oh, no, I'm still going to email Rebecca all the time. working with Rebecca. I'm not leaving the company.
I know.
She was hoping that you wouldn't email her again or tweet at her.
We should reiterate that Johnny is not leaving the company. Mm-hmm. He got a promotion, and we're just not good enough for him anymore.
Yeah.
He's now a suit. We can refer to him as a suit.
Yeah, it's about time you come up with a terminology that I understand. No, I'm not I was a suit before, technically. It's just my suit is now double-breasted. Yeah. How's that?
you have cufflinks and everything now.
All right. Carrie Mack, we have a bunch of Tuesday Blues Days on the K92.3 Facebook, right?
Yes, we do. If you have one, chime in. Nicole says, my favorite coworker will not be at work today. Don't you hate when that happens?
That's because I gave her the day off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, Nicole.
Oh, that was a good one. Missy said, I have to work while still camping. I don't know how that works.
She must be glamping.
Yeah. Oh. You got too much Wi-Fi out at the KOA campground. Gotta disable that. Fiber internet at the campground.
But that would be annoying if you're trying to get away and this is vacation, but yet you're still expected to get something done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
That, yeah.
All right, we have one. So you can tap the Be on the Radio button on the K92.3 app, and anytime a Tuesday Blues Day hits you, we just do them on Tuesdays, but other days can have a Blues Day as well. Record it. Here we go. I didn't get a name on this one.
But I just wanted to call in and complain about colleagues, my coworkers, that call out for the day, but they don't just take a sick day. And the reason why they should just take a sick day is because they're calling out because they ate something weird the night before.
There's a theme here.
And they want to give you the details about it and this, that, and the other. Like, they really need to sell you on the fact that they need to take a sick day or the day off. But nobody needs to hear that. I don't want to hear what you ate. You're making me sick talking about it.
Right?
See, that's a pet peeve of mine, too, when someone goes into way too much detail about something you don't need to know about. If someone's got a sick, if you're sick, then you're sick. You don't need to explain why. I believe you. I don't care.
Don't look at me when you say that. I get it. I like to share my life with you, JP.
I do feel a lot of people feel they almost have to justify not being at work for any reason.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying, though. You don't have to. All right, Tuesday Blues Day, we'll put a bow on it and be back with more next on Marks in the Morning. News and weather coming up in just a couple minutes here. After 8 o'clock, we're going to celebrate our teachers. Today's Teacher Appreciation Day.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Nobody. Dylan Scott on Marks in the Morning. May the 4th be with you. Yeah, that's right. Well, okay. Chewbacca's got something stuck in his little throat there. I don't know what that was.
That's my stomach.
That's what my stomach sounds like at 4:30 in the morning.
Sounds like he's dropping a beat and making an album.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, all right. We get it.
The remix.
4th of May. Cinco de Mayo's tomorrow. It's a busy week. Teacher, National Teacher. Is it Teacher Appreciation? What's the actual day today, Carrie Mack?
It's Tuesday.
Well, yeah. Teacher Week, Teacher...
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, but I think today is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Day, okay. So, kids, as you're getting ready for school, I know a lot of you getting ready to go to school here in Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Hudson, Decorah, Waukon, anywhere, Waverly. Be nice to your teachers today. Every day, really.
If it's truly Teacher Appreciation Day, they should get the day off.
That's true.
But not for the kids. They should all have subs. Yeah. That'd be a lot of subs taking over.
And then the day after is Sub Appreciation Week.
Yeah. Sub Remembrance Week.
In the yard.
All right, Chewy. Stop it. You're not the fourth mic on the show. Here's an interesting story for you. Maybe Carrie can expand on this. Cedar Falls City Council met yesterday. What now can we have at Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, now you can officially have a drink at Chuck E. Cheese.
You don't mean Diet Pepsi.
No, alcoholic beverageino, I guess.
Okay.
But this was approved last night. They got approved for a liquor license at the Chuck E. Cheese in Cedar Falls on University Avenue. So I guess all I have to say is you guys want to meet for beers after work at Chuck E. Cheese?
You don't have to ask me twice. First of all, I love Chuck E. Cheese. I have since I was a kid. And I think... I'm not knocking this, but I think the Chuck E. Cheese is one of the reasons I like going to the casino so much. Because as a kid, it's child gambling.
It is.
Yes.
You know, skee ball, and I don't know the names of these games, but you have to stop the light in the right spot to win all the tickets, and the whack-a-mole. I don't even know if whack-a-mole still around.
Yeah, oh, they still have it. At least last time I was at Chuck E. Cheese with my kids.
I still, as an adult, love skee ball. The other games, probably not so much. I always have loved arcade games. But I would love to go. Some adults do go for their specials. I don't know what they have for specials anymore. But I have a friend. We have a mutual friend who used to go with her office because pizza was cheap. You're not going to get kids in there on a Wednesday afternoon during the school year.
And their pizza's good too.
Is it
love
really?
It. Oh yeah.
I haven't had it in years.
It's good.
I haven't had pizza in a long time. But yes, their pizza I always remember being good. Their chicken wings are good. So to top it all off with the license, which is what, a Class C liquor license for Cedar Falls / Chuck E. Cheese, you can now get carryout drinks at Chuck E. Cheese. So when the kids are done busting down the doors, you can go home and have one just to relax.
Where a kid can be a kid and an adult can have a drink.
Where a kid can be a kid and an adult will be too hammered to know. You know it'll be bad news when you see some 7-year-old driving their parents home.
Oh, no.
Good luck on the roundabouts, kid.
It's actually the guy in the Chuck E. Cheese costume. He's the DD.
Where's Dad? He's passed out in the ball pit.
Not again.
Dad's in the ball pit. All right. Stop it. It's Marks in the Morning. We'll be back in just a couple minutes here. Carrie Mack's got Nashville news for us. New Luke Combs Carrie Underwood on the way. Oh, by the way, you know, we've got a couple birthdays today. Ray Lynn, country superstar. She was on The Voice, Team Blake, 27 years old today. And Randy Travis, now he's a legend. And we're lucky he's still alive. He had a massive stroke in 2013. But he's 62 today. So happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday. The mighty K92.3 taking a little ride with Jason Aldean. It's 8:06 on a Tuesday morning. May the 4th be with you. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Busy week, of course, the big one, I think the biggest of all, is Mother's Day on Sunday, if you want to call that part of this week. That is May 9th, this Sunday. I have been getting nonstop advertisements from like the 1-800 florist or flowers or whatever those are. Yep. I've used them before. I only use them on holidays, and they know that a lot of us guys especially, I'm not trying to stereotype, but a lot of us guys don't send flowers just randomly. You can go into a florist and pick them up. But on Mother's Day, yes, we tend to. So don't forget Mom. I probably don't have to tell you that. You probably already know, but I'll just throw it out there. It's also what Teacher Appreciation Day, part of like a Teacher Appreciation Week. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to recognize some of our area teachers and some of our maybe teachers that aren't teaching anymore. Coming up on the show. Do you guys remember, do you have a favorite teacher from anywhere from K-12 that you can remember? Do you remember his or her name? Do you remember what they taught?
Yeah, I remember a lot. I know JP was just listing the teachers that he had.
Yeah, JP had a very good memory of his teacher. Where did you go to school, JP?
Walk-on High School, and elementary. But, you know, it's a smaller. We only had one teacher per grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
And up till junior high, I was rattling off all my teachers' names.
What is Walk-on, the Pirates?
No, the Indians.
Indians.
Walk-on Indians.
Who are the Pirates? Hudson.
Hudson.
Yeah.
Postville Pirates as well.
That's what I was thinking. Well, we're going to talk about it in a little bit here. Here's another story you can check out on our app. I didn't realize it was illegal in Iowa, but craft beer, local distilleries, wineries and whatnot, there's a new law that would allow them to open a location other than their original and sell their products there. For example, if you have a brewery, you can sell at your brewery, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't open a second location, from what I'm understanding?
Hmm.
They'll be able to sell products for consumption at a second location. Now, we have two single speeds, but maybe they're separate because they're both breweries, like they actually brew the beer there. I don't know how they get around it. But apparently it's currently not something that's legal, but apparently that's moving fast. You can read more on the K92.3 app, but it's in front of the governor, the bill is. So that should help sales increase at Iowa breweries, distilleries, and wineries, should the law pass. Which it looks like it probably will. All right, we're going to recognize teachers coming up here in just a couple minutes on K92.3. Is this on Facebook yet, Carrie?
It's going up on Facebook right now.
Going up right now, and I know we sent an app alert out, so check that out and get ready. And it is 8:16. It'd be a decent day. 46 right now, high of about 60. JP, you're the weather dude. What is, if you know this offhand, what is the average for the first week in May?
Upper 60s. That should be the normal high. And
low.
Upper 40s, I believe, is the normal low.
Well,
so
we're
not going to be much above the normal low today.
That's not good. But it hopefully will warm up here pretty soon. I was so nervous. I saw a story this morning that said there's a chip shortage and it's urgent. And I about lost my mind because, you know, I love my car chips. Turns out it's computer chips. There's a computer chip.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. If our systems go down, that's fine as long as I get my potato chips.
As long as our deep fat fryers continue working, we should be good.
The American dream.
My heart almost stopped. And now it can stop from the chips and not from the lack of chips.
From blockage.
Yes.
From all the lard.
Lard? What kind of chips are you eating?
Those are some hefty chips you're gnawing on.
Did Hostess start making chips and I forgot about it? I didn't see it.
New lard flavored chips. Oh, Carrie just killed her microphone.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I heard the screw or the bolt hit the ground.
Oh, geez.
I'm getting off this show just in time. The studio's not even in one piece.
Falling apart.
It was a literal mic drop, too.
It was. Good catch, by the way.
Thank
coming
you.
Out of your salary if you break it.
Oh, geez. I feel like Britney Spears.
So today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. And if a teacher has changed your life, we want to hear about it. We want to give them a shout out right here on K92.3. You can message us on our app by tapping the chat button. Sends a message right to our studio. By the way, I'll backtrack here just a sec. Shout out to Matt, who has somehow, Matt sent us a picture. His daughter is sitting in the Chuck E. Cheese car, which is in his front yard. We were talking about Chuck E. Cheese in the 7 o'clock hour. And so he messaged us. They have the Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know where it's from. I know it's from Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know how he got it. But it's got the Chuck E. Cheese logo mascot guy and then his daughter in the car. Very cute. But anyways, that's you can send us pictures there, too. So let's start off here in the studio. JP, you are the most Iowan of all of us. You're born and raised mostly in Waukon, your earlier days. Give us a shout-out to a teacher that changed your life.
I was class of 97, so that's going to date me. But my high school gym teacher, Mr. Randy Arian, who is now retired, he was our health teacher as well. And he was always the first to admit that he was not a great teacher, but he was. He was a great teacher.
Okay.
He was very good. He was very good in life lessons. He played football at UNI. He was a big dude. And I remember one quote that has stuck to me all these years, what, 24 years now since I graduated?
Yeah.
Expectation is greater than reality.
Wow.
And I always go back to that. You know, you get excited for things, and it's always, when you think of it in your mind, it's always better than how things turn out because you're always expecting the best. No matter how well you dumb it down, expectation is always greater than reality. It's a great line.
That's true.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And that sounds smarter when you put that behind it.
Did he say it often, or did he just say it once and it stuck in your brain?
He'd bring it up quite a bit.
He'd say it a lot. Yeah, yep. You got to say things like that over and over again to get kids to understand. Carrie, how about you? Who is your teacher of shout-out choice today?
I think my teacher has to be, she wasn't my official teacher. She was one of those, not necessarily special ed teachers, but one of those special interest teachers who taught reading to a lot of kids in kindergarten and first grade. I was I could not read to save my life, and she really put me on a good path. And I don't remember any quotes because I was a kindergartner.
Because you couldn't read.
Oh. I couldn't read. There were so many great quotes, but I was like, I can't.
I don't know what this says.
This doesn't make sense. But yeah, I have to shout her out. She's back home in Pennsylvania. I hope she's still around working in the school system.
You are very young compared to JP graduated around the time you were born, so I'm sure your teacher is still around and still teaching.
I meant retirement, JP.
You know, when I was a kid, and Johnny might be able to second this, it seemed like, and this maybe is to kids these days too, it seemed like all my teachers when I was a child were all 100 years old.
Yes, yeah, it did.
And now I am older than my kids' teachers.
Once you hit high school, they don't seem necessarily 100. Unless they really are, because some teachers do teach till they're, you know, in their 60s, which feels like 100 for a lot of kids. But yeah, when you're a kid, a 30-something-year-old third grade teacher is 100, even if your mom or dad is slightly older. So you're what grade? Kindergarten?
It was kindergarten or first grade. I don't really remember. I couldn't do math either, so.
I would not have expected a shout out for a teacher that teaches an age group that young, but that really did leave an impression. My teacher, I guess I'm the only one in the studio that has a specialty teacher. He was a Spanish teacher, and I didn't learn Spanish to save my butt. But he was a great teacher who taught me other things in life. His name hopefully he's still around, Mr. Radetzky. Try saying that one three times.
That's a fun name to say, Radetzky.
Yeah, and say it in Spanish.
Radetzky.
Radetzky.
But he was coach, I guess, for the Nordic ski team. He was trying to get the team off the ground, and he convinced me to join. A boy who had never skied in his life.
Was this downhill skiing? Cross country? Okay.
Ooh.
Which, the year, it was my junior year, so I only had 2 years to be a part of the team. Our junior year was a very, very mild winter, and it didn't snow until like January, and we were on winter break. So half the season, I kid you not, was just running. It was like track and field, and I can't run. And then I knocked a girl down once doing Nordic skiing.
Yes.
Stabbed her accidentally in the leg with my pole. Now,
there's no
sharp end. It's plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so mad, she pushed me down. And Mr. Radetzky was the reason why I got into that. But I was so bad at skiing, but I was the captain of the team my second year. So
there.
Goes to show you, you don't need any talent to be a leader.
I want
to
know why you were so bad at Spanish.
No
comprende?
No comprende, thank you.
That's why, there's the answer.
Just say no, because no is the only word I remember in Spanish.
Sí, no. Cinco de Mayo.
Tequila.
How many years of Spanish did you take?
Three.
That's all you know?
So we were required a year of language each year, and I took sign language the first year, and they told me it counted. And then they said, oh, wait, no, that doesn't count as a language.
It should. It should. That's something good to learn. Yeah.
It should. So I showed them in sign language what I thought of them. And after detention, I was put into Spanish class. So there you go. All right, how about you? Do we have this on Facebook, Carrie Mack?
Yeah, it's on Facebook right now.
Go ahead and chime in there. We'll give you a few moments to leave us a comment, and we'll be back with some of your comments coming up on the show. You can also tap the chat feature on the K92.3 app and let us know there. Who you want to give a shout out to on Teacher Appreciation Day?
When it comes,
May 4th, you know, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you and all that fun stuff. Oh, yeah. That's my, when somebody texts me, that's my ring effect, is the lightsaber. Not that part, just this part. For everybody except for Carrie and my wife. My wife is a Super Mario coin. When Mario gets a coin, ba-ding!
Oh, that's sweet.
And Carrie is me making that bizarre sound.
Raga.
I can't replicate. So, yeah, happy National Star Wars Day, National Teacher Appreciation Day. Keep chiming in on our Facebook page. Let us know teachers that made a difference in your life that you want to give a shout out to. We'd love to hear from you on that. Okay, it's Marks in the Morning. We were talking about this earlier. We have a listener named Matt who sent us a picture on the K92.3 app. You can do that with the chat feature. And it was a picture of his daughter in the Chuck E. Cheese, like the little plastic decal car. I shouldn't say little because it's big enough to support the weight of a child sitting next to Chuck E. Cheese, their mascot. And it was too much for him to type, so we got him on the phone to explain how he got this in his home or in his yard. Give us the story there, Matt.
So what happened was my brother is the operations manager at Blackhawk Waste, and about, I would say about 9 years ago or so, they did a whole revamp of the Chuck E. Cheese place. So they had a bunch of dumpsters, a roll-off dumpsters that my brother deals with, taken over there for the remodel. Well, they ended up getting rid of, like, skee ball games, the basketball games, the Chuck E. Cheese car where you get your picture taken, the little helicopter ride where you pedal and the helicopter goes up in the air.
Yeah.
And, well, he took all of those dumpsters with all those games on it out to my parents' farm, dumped them out or whatever, and I said, hey, I want that car. So I dismantled the car and took it home, and I put it in our flower bed out next to our flagpole.
Oh, my gosh, that's so great.
Is it an electronic? Does it move or anything?
Nope. It's just I took it apart from the frame and everything, so it's just the car.
That's still super cool, and I bet you're one of the very few people that has that, especially if they were throwing it out.
Well, that's what I told my wife. I said, 20 years from now, when there's no more Chuck E. Cheese anymore, that car's probably going to be a little valuable then.
You'll put your daughter through college.
I did find a bunch of Chuck E. Cheese coins inside of the car.
Go back to you can play games for hours.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for explaining that. We were curious because I've never seen one of those outside of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep. I always wished I had the showbiz guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
The band. That'd be awesome.
Keep looking in those dumpsters.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call and the photo. That's pretty cool. If you guys could have any memorabilia from a restaurant or something from your childhood.
Oh, wow.
Anything. Like a movie that you were in love with as a kid and a prop from it, even if it's a replica, what would it be?
I used to have, and this is on topic, on May the 4th, I had an old Star Wars figurines that have since vanished or they got destroyed while having army men battles with my brothers. But, man, I wish I still had those.
Or your parents sold them.
Yeah, maybe.
A nice vacation.
Yeah, that's how they got the money to move, maybe. No. But those would be worth a mint if I still had them. I remember I had a Luke Skywalker, I had a Chewie, and I have no idea what happened to them. But, man, I wish I still had those.
That would be pretty sweet because you hear about those toys being so valuable.
I had old Transformers as well. I remember an Optimus Prime. You know, this wasn't crap plastic either. These were die-cast metal in the late 70s, early 80s. Those were some heavy-built toys.
Yeah, a lot of the toys, I'm sorry, kids, they're not as well-made. I don't think these days. That does sound like something old people would say.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
Back in my day.
Carrie, do you have anything you'd want from childhood?
I kind of want the golden arches from my childhood McDonald's. I just want those. I just want to have them in my house.
Did they tear it down? What happened to it?
Did they have one?
No, they remodeled? Revamped it, so they got like a new sign.
Okay, gotcha.
So it looks almost completely the same, except for like a few minor details, but I want that giant.
Do you remember the moon face guy that McDonald's used to have? You probably don't care. You're too young. But do you remember JP?
The moon
the Mac
face.
Tonight guy?
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, I wanted a statue of him.
His name was Mac Tonight?
I think it was Mac something.
Mac Knight?
Carrie Mac?
Yeah. No, something cooler than that.
Mac.
Excuse me. How dare you? I just want the giant M so I can be like, it's Carrie Mac, get it? Like McDonald's.
Mac Knight. I don't remember. Yeah, Mac Tonight. I don't know what his name was, but Mac Tonight. Oh, yeah, Mac Tonight is a fictional character. This guy right here.
Yeah, I wonder why they got rid of him. He must have been too spooky.
Oh, I thought
he was great.
He was kind of creepy looking.
No.
I
want
one of those in my house. They used to have an actor play him. All right, well, anyways, we got to move on. This music means it's time for a JP history lesson.
It was on this day in history, May the 4th of 1984, the movie 16 Candles was released.
The first
by John Hughes. About a young girl's sweet 16th birthday, but it becomes anything but special as she suffers from every embarrassment possible. Can you name some of the actors or actresses?
Oh, yeah. Molly Ringwald was in that.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes.
Oh.
The Cusacks, Joan and John, in one of their first appearances.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
There's always been talks about a sequel to 16 Candles.
Was it Emilio?
He might have been in that one.
I thought he was.
But there's always been talks of perhaps making a sequel, and Molly Ringwald said she's turned it down numerous times.
Why? She needs work.
I thought too. But yeah, and now John Hughes, I believe he's passed on.
He's dead. Yeah.
So I don't think that it'll ever happen again.
They could do one when she turns 50 called 50 Candles, and it's just about her being like, turned 50. Okay.
Try to blow these out. There's too many. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't see Emilio Estevez. Wasn't he part of that, the Rat Pack or whatever? Not Rat Pack.
The Frat Pack. No, that's something.
Whatever they were known
as. The Brat Pack. Yeah, they were the Brat Pack.
Yeah, he's not in this one.
Brian Doyle Murray. I think Jamie Gertz, who was in The Lost Boys, she had a role in this. The lady from Zelda Rubinstein from...
Monsters, Inc. Didn't she do a voice in that?
Oh.
No, she was on the... Oh, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, she was the seance person, Poltergeist. Mm. She was in that as well.
She's also gone now.
Yep.
All right.
So 16 Candles was released, 37 years ago
today? That used to be that and Ferris Bueller. Those were required viewing, even for 90s kids. Probably because our parents watched them, so they made us watch them. It's Mark's in the Morning. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with a news story. Carrie will have Nashville News, Luke Combs Rodeo in a handful of minutes. Here we'll say 6 minutes. That's coming up. News and weather on the way as well. I make my coffee here at work. That might be changing soon. My schedule is going to be changing. I do enjoy on the weekends Starbucks or Sidecar or one of those nicer, fancier coffee places. And I respect them and their employees, though sometimes when you ask for a beverage modification, they look at you like, ugh. And I say, I wanted light caramel drizzle. Stop looking at me like I punched a moose.
Punched a moose.
Do you ever stop yourself from ordering extras or changing from the norm?
No, I do. I usually do it on the app.
I hate saying it in person because I always feel like I'm just being a burden to them, even though that's their job. But if you've worked in restaurant business, you know their eyes are rolling when you're going through all these different setups.
I know.
Especially when they're extravagant.
Yeah.
Listen to this now. This was tweeted out yesterday by a, we assume, Starbucks employee in Van Nuys, California. Where is that? Is that by L.A.?
It's in California.
Nailed it.
Now, I don't want to say Californians are high maintenance, but I will tell you, you probably won't see an order like this in the Cedar Valley or probably anywhere in Iowa. Listen to what this guy ordered. His name is Edward. Starbucks is notorious for butchering names, so his name is probably Bob or something.
Burb.
Burb. Burb. His name is Burb.
But he ordered a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino with 13 modifications.
Ugh. Wow.
Here we go. 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping, 7 extra pumps of caramel sauce,
jeez,
extra caramel crunch, 1 pump honey blend, and exactly 7 frappuccino chips. The order went viral, and Edward was trending on Twitter yesterday. And other Starbucks employees started posting pictures of the crazy drinks they have made in the past. Well, that's good to know that when you go to Starbucks, they'll take a photo of your drink and put it on blast.
Yeah, that's one way to make you stop from ordering like that. Now, I wonder if Edward's going to go back and order that because now everyone knows now.
He'll have to order from a different Starbucks.
They'll know his order. My favorite part is the one pump of honey. The single pump of honey.
Honey blend, Karen. Honey I don't know what that even means, but that's what it is.
Now, with that much crap going into his drink, he's going to have. They're going to have to fill it with less coffee or frappuccino, whatever it was, to make sure everything fits, wouldn't you think?
I'm looking at a photo that the guy took. I think it's a Jose. It's Josie, but it looks like a male. The beverage looks pretty normal. I'll show you
I want to see this.
It doesn't look any different than a frappuccino.
That looks like a lot of sugar to put me into a coma. Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's just those drinks in general, too.
He could have gotten all 13 of those modifications with sugar-free, but he didn't. What I like best about this, and I haven't heard anybody comment, is Edward ordered this at 6:45 in the afternoon or evening.
Oh, so he's going to be up.
Geez. And he's not going to feel good.
Oh, no. No
way. Can you imagine power slamming that? How your gut rot? Oh.
No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyways, I just thought I'd bring up, if you're having a bad day at work, and hopefully you're not yet because it's only 9:17.
You know what would be worse for Edward? If he was ordering that for a coworker. It wasn't even his drink.
He should put her name on it next time then. Or his name.
It was probably an intern who was like, oh, I got to make sure I get all of this. One pump of honey, there's 12 pumps of...
That's what I would have led with. I'm like, hey, this order's not for me. This is just the way it's written down.
Susan Sarandon needs her frappuccino, all right?
When I was an intern at like a major place, I had to like kind of iterate that I was, in fact, getting this for someone else, not for me.
So please don't screw it up.
Yeah, that. And also, it was so high maintenance. It was such a high maintenance order, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it topped that, did it? 13 modifications.
Mm-hmm. This one had maybe 12 and a half.
Okay. We've got Weird News Rodeo. JP gives us a roundup of weird news stories. Yeah, every day at 9:20 we find out exactly what's in the rodeo. What you got today?
This one is strange. A battle over a disco ball has a man in Arkansas facing burglary and robbery charges. The guy's 59 years old, and he approached this other dude about a disco ball that he had sold him for $20. Again, he's 59. But he decided he wanted that disco ball back after selling it to this guy for $20. The man who bought it said, no, it's mine. I paid you for it. So he pushed him. The guy brought some help, too, so apparently he had hired henchmen to get back a disco ball, who they started beating the crap out of this guy. They broke his ribs, sliced his head open, and after the assault, the two men left the guy's apartment. I don't know if they got the disco ball or not. Didn't say, but they left his apartment. So the 59-year-old guy is now facing numerous charges over a disco ball, a $20 disco ball.
I hear when the cops came in to arrest him about the disco ball, they said, get down, get down, get down, get down.
I want to know why did he have second thoughts after selling it that he needed it back so badly? What was he planning to do on his weekend with a disco ball that he just had to have it back?
I have no idea.
I didn't realize that Arkansas is such a highly sought-after item.
I didn't know anybody was looking for disco balls in 2021.
I mean, look for a waterbed, and then you're set for all the 70s stuff.
Gosh.
That's a cluster funk right there.
Oh!
You're really staying alive with all these jokes.
All right.
Yes.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes with news and weather. Lady A on the way. Carly Pearson more. Obviously, may the 4th be with you. Blah, blah, blah. All that fun Star Wars stuff. But also Teacher Appreciation Day, right? Is that what it's called, Carrie Beck? You have a handle on these national days better than I do.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Day, and it's also Teacher Appreciation Week.
Right.
There's also a holiday today. It's International Respect for Chickens Day. I am not making that up. You can Google it.
That's what I was going to have for dinner. Is that sacrilege today?
No, that's giving respect to your food that you're about to consume.
I'll try to eat it slow and savor every bite. I'll try. I didn't say it would happen. What is for dinner tonight? What is everybody doing tonight? My schedule is so in flux right now. I'm essentially a bachelor, which is one thing, but, you know, my role here is changing on this show. In fact, never have I hated my alarm more than this week because I'm like, one more week, I can get up at 5 instead of 4.
Well, Jalen, my 8th grader, has a track meet in Olwine tonight, so it's either I wait till after 9 o'clock to eat supper, which I don't want to do because I'll be going to bed right away, or I'll just pound something at the concession stand at the high school tonight, probably.
JP teased me and said, hey, what time are you going to be out? Because I was telling these, well, we'll get to what I'm doing, but I was telling these guys what I might be doing. And then before he could even finish his own sentence, he said, oh, never mind, I'll have the kids.
Yeah, I just sometimes I forget, and my drinking mind, it takes over.
Yeah, I get you. No, it's mine. Carrie, it's Tuesday night. What are your big plans for tonight?
My big plans are probably to catch up on laundry, and I have a grilled cheese that I've been dying to make, so I'm thinking I'm making that tonight.
You're one cat away from my life, essentially. I have three, but
I'm one wife on the farm away from
your
life.
I know when she's home, it's completely different. But you're one cat away from being me when she's not home.
I'm three cats. You have three cats.
I know, but you only need one to be me.
Okay.
So when your wife isn't around, Johnny, like when she's working on the farm and you're gone all day at work and then you go out maybe for a couple of drinks, do your cats just go insane when you get home?
What I'll do is I'll stop by the house. First off, I want to drop off my equipment because I've got a laptop, a work laptop, my own iPad, blah, blah, blah. I don't want it in the car, especially not today. It's not a big deal, but when the weather gets nice or when it's super cold, I'll probably go to the gym very, very first. Then I'll go home, I'll check on them, and then I'll go out. Sometimes I'll even vacuum just so I can come home and go right to bed. But, I mean, I'll sit with them for a while. I should probably sit with them longer, but they're pretty independent. Well, last night we had great quality time. I got home early. I was sitting around. What were we watching? Oh, we watched Wheel of Fortune.
When you say we, do you mean Hannah or the cats?
The cats.
Okay.
The cats and I.
It was quality around. Time with the kittens.
Yeah. One was they got into a fight, which I'm supposed to break up, but instead I was like, I got the white one.
You just let them go at it.
Yeah. I broke it up. I didn't want to clean up their hair afterwards, so I put an end to it.
What, was you breaking up a cat fight just like, hey, stop?
I threw one of their toys at them. Spooked them good, I did.
Yes.
Imagine that with kids. Good. Imagine that with kids.
Oh, with kids, I won't throw their toys at them. I'll throw my phone at them.
No, you don't want to break the phone. You can break their toys.
All right, I'll throw my headphones at them. All right, kids, stop. Daddy could be pulled up to a bar right now, but he's breaking up your fight. Be a great dad. I'm trying to figure out where I should sit tonight, which bar I should go to. I have no food at home. I get these Home Chef, I think it's called, but mine's not coming till Thursday, and I finished off my last one last night. So I'm trying to figure out. I was asking this one. JP teased me and said, "Well, I'll, yeah."
Man, to me, a big greasy burger sounds great right now.
We were talking about burgers earlier. The restaurant in Oshin that won the Burger of the Year, from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association.
Bambino's,
yeah. Now, Oshin's a little too far for me to go on a weeknight, but
you
a burger
do
does sound good. No,
you can do it.
I have to go all the way to the south. I'm not going to go all the way back up to the north. You know that. That's my question. This is what I'll think about all day. I'll be in work meetings. I'll be on the phone with people, and I'll be like, but they do have cheese curds. I don't eat cheese curds. Oh.
You could also go to the grocery store and get yourself something to eat there.
I was thinking that, too. You could just go buy a meal.
Yeah.
I could.
But you're not.
I'm not going to. This is my night off. I had to make my meal yesterday. I'll have to make my meal Thursday. I think Hannah will be home tomorrow. I'll have to make my meal Thursday. I'll have to make my meal Friday. Friday, I'm trying to convince these yahoos to come to Anton's. Which reopens.
Yeah, they open this week, don't they?
They actually open Thursday, but, Thursday's going to be kind of busy. But Friday will be fun. Just throwing that out there. I know Carrie can go. I don't know about JP. Kids.
It's not going to be that warm either, at least. I don't think.
Friday will be like one of the highlights. 66.
Oh, really?
All right. Double check.
That's good drinking weather.
It's perfect outdoor beer weather.
Bring the kids along. Give them a beer.
Okay.
No, Carrie, you're not babysitting my kids.
Root beer. All right, well, we got to move on. We got Jess coming up in just a little bit. But before that, Carrie, I'll give us our last Nashville News Minute of the morning and brand new music from Carly Pearce. Next Girl is next.